We've been hearing that a key feature of the budget is the economy, of course, has returned to surplus a year ahead of schedule. Chris Bowen, very critical there. But economic management is one of the critical points that the government is going to try and sell itself on in the lead up to the next federal election, which is due by about May next year. So this is the last budget before an election. The ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan, has been in the budget lockup, and he joins me from Canberra, fresh from poring over line by line. We've been hearing a lot about an early return to surplus. Did that come as a big surprise, Peter?
Well, Linda, good evening. No surprises here, and it's pretty fair to say that we've been softened up somewhat in the lead up to the budget, but returning the budget to surplus has always been the holy grail for this government. But really, 1 year ahead of schedule is a big part of the message in this pre-election budget. The government, though, is managing expectations, though, as Chris Bowen said there, with a wafer-thin return to surplus of $2.2 billion, 1 year ahead of schedule in 2019-20, rather than 2020-21, which was forecast in the last MyEFO. It's probably more accurate to say, talking to a few people in the lockup, that the budget has probably really returned to a balance given the margin of that surplus. But in the end, I suppose Scott Morrison would say a surplus is a surplus. No matter how thin the margin, it is across the line.
Australia's debt is a concern, though. Our levels are the envy of other developed countries, but good news here as well.
Yes, and a bit of a surprise too. Our net debt expected to peak at 18.6% of GDP in 2017-18 at $341 billion. And also that is 1 year earlier than predicted in the MyEFO. It will then decline in the year, in the forward estimate, falling to 3.8% of GDP in 2028 and 2029. And Scott Morrison says this is all about delivering on the commitment to return the budget to balance in a responsible way. So when you look at it, $341 billion in 2017-2018, rising to $349 billion in 2018-19, but then coming down to $319 billion in 2021-2022. The key here, of course, is how the pay down goes, whether it can remain on track, whether in fact it can be believed, or will the debt just keep rising and perhaps leave a bit of a nasty black hole for future governments, and we may well have one soon.
Right. We're coming up to 10 years since the global financial crisis, which the Treasurer mentioned tonight. How confident is this budget about the recovery continuing?
Well, Scott Morrison speaking and doing the rounds today, you know, he's very, very conservative, but very, very positive. And he's saying, though, that their outlook is more conservative than the Reserve Bank and the International Monetary Fund. So pretty steady GDP sitting at around 3% in the forward estimates. The unemployment rate at around 5.25%, then falling to 5% in 2021-22. Inflation recovery, we know that that's been very, very low, much lower than the Reserve Bank would like it. But it's looking like moving up from 2% now to 2.5% in a couple of years' time. So on the face of it, Scott Morrison and the government are cautiously optimistic. But of course, this is all based on the slightly better times continuing.
And just quickly, Peter, we're running a bit short of time. As you say, nothing is certain. What do you see as the key risks? And are our banks one of those?
Well, one of the key issues here is the wage price index. Of course, we've had very slow wages growth of just above 2%, where it's been sitting for a while. But in the projections, the budget sees the wage price index improving by a percentage point to 3.25% in 2019-2020 and 3.5% in 2021-22. So greater tax revenue depends on wages growing, and this is a rosy outlook in that era of stagnant wages. And of course, the budget papers, as you mentioned, did talk a little bit about the Royal Commission, and that banks may be forced to tighten lending standards. That may trim consumer spending, and we did hear that from the Reserve Bank a few days ago, that when we have all these interest-only loans coming off and having to be renegotiated, households may come under a fair bit of stress when they have to move back to principal and interest payments.
Okay, Peter Ryan, our senior business correspondent, thank you very much. Peter, we'll be back shortly with an interview with Scott Morrison, the Treasurer. You may not have sat through the entire speech, not everybody does. Peter caught up with the Treasurer to get a little bit of a potted view of the budget for you. We'll get to that in a moment.